Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally put in a reading, a story, a joke, something different than recorded music, and I call those things Wombats. And I might have a Wombat tonight. I'm going to start off the show with Wingless Angels by Jon Stewart. Jon Stewart is one of my favorite performers. He was with the Kingston Trio for a number of years, but he had a great solo career too. And this is one of his solo works. Wingless Angels talks about people who are really angels in disguise, people who are really helpful. And I think a lot of the workers out there today who are doing just ordinary jobs, supermarkets, places like that, I'm leery going into supermarkets because of this virus, and they're there working all day, every day. They are indeed wingless angels, along with many other people on earth. This is Jon Stewart with Wingless Angels.
Thank you.
Wingless Angels by John Stewart. The next song is Space Oddity by David. And this particular version was from the movie Secret Life of Walter Mitty, which I really enjoyed. And the thing is about this Space Oddity is it's still an oddity to us. Even though the first moon landing was in 1969, I mean, that's a while back, 50 years, still anything to do with space and rockets, a very strange foreign world. And this song catches that spookiness. Here we go. This is Space Oddity. Thank you. You just heard Space Oddity by David Bowie. The next song is Let Me Go, Lover by Patti Page. Like a lot of songs, I think that this song speaks to some part of our subconscious. However, at the conscious level, it bothers me. The singer is blaming the person who has rejected them for holding on to them. I don't think that's the case usually. I think it's the person who's been rejected that's still holding on to the one that rejected them. But nonetheless, the song has its own message, and here it is, Let Me Go, Lover by Patti Page.
Go, go, go.
Oh, let me go, let me go, let me go, lover. Let me be, set me free from your spell. You made me weep, cut me deep. I can't sleep, lover. I was cursed from the first day I fell. You don't want me, but you want me to go on wanting you. How I pray that you will say that we're through. Please turn me loose. What's the use? Let me go, lover. Let me go. Let me go. Let me go. You made me weep, cut me deep. I can't sleep, lover. I was cursed from the first day I fell. You don't want me, but you want me to go on wanting you. How I pray that you will say that we're through. Please turn me loose. What's the use? Let me go, lover. Let me go. Let me go. Let me go.
Let Me Go, Lover by Patti Page. The next song is The Kids Don't Stand a Chance by Vampire Weekend. They're a New York City band, first put this record out in 2008, and they have a novel sound. It's hard to sound different, but they do. And I love the rhythm, and it's kind of a mysterious feeling thing. Of course, the name Vampire Weekend gets you off to a strange start to start with. But The Kids Don't Stand a Chance by Vampire Weekend.
The pinstripe man.
Vampire Weekend with The Kids Don't Stand a Chance. Well, next is some of my more traditional music. This is Mary Z. Cox, kind of a world-class banjo player, but she doesn't show off with fancy stuff. She plays a real simple, straightforward, frailing banjo. I'd like to suggest that you might try listening to the A parts and B parts and see if you can recognize when it switches from A to B and then back to B. It's usually Vampire Weekend with The Kids Don't Stand a Chance. Well, next is some of my more traditional music. This is Mary Z. Cox, kind of a world-class banjo player, but she doesn't show off with fancy stuff. She plays a real simple, straightforward, frailing banjo. I'd like to suggest that you might try listening to the A parts and B parts and see if you can recognize when it switches from A to B and then back to B. It's usually AA, BB. And if you listen very closely, you'll notice near the end of the song, often the performer will put a little more ornamentation in the part, so the A part won't be exactly the same as when it started, but clearly still identifiable. The Wind That Shakes the Barley by Mary Z. Cox. Shakes the Barley by Mary Z. Cox. Next comes a classic folk music song. This is by Peter, Paul, and Mary, from the 60s when folk music made its main attack on the American culture. It was my time, and I really got into folk music and have been in it ever since. And some of these songs, like this one, just have some sort of staying power that I think reaches into your soul. I think all music can do that, but for me, folk music does it a little more often. That was The Early Morning Rain by Peter, Paul, and Mary. The next song is a gospel song. It's a story of the struggle to reach heaven. And the singer is a friend of mine, Jeff Davis. This particular version of it was sung with the Revels Chorus. The Christmas Revels was a show put on in Boston and New York and then a number of other cities. Here's Jeff Davis with Palms of Victory.
Struggling up the mountain, it seemed that he was sad. His back was heavy laden, his strength was almost gone. He shouted as he journeyed, deliverance will come.
Then palms of victory, crowns of glory.
Sun was shining, the sweat was on his brow, his garments torn and dusty, his step was very slow. He still kept pressing onward, for he was wending home. He shouted as he journeyed, deliverance will come.
Then palms of victory, crowns of glory. Palms of victory, I
he saw that holy city, his everlasting home. He shouted loud, Hosanna, deliverance has come.
Then palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory I shall wear.
While gazing at the city, they crossed the raging flood. A band of holy angels come from the throne of God. They bore him on their pinions, they crossed the raging foe, and joined him in his triumph, deliverance has come.
Then palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory I shall wear. Then palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory I shall wear.
That was Palms of Victory by Jeff Davis and the Rebels Chorus. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. You can pick us up at 90.7 on FM in the area. Wombats and Music lets me play things I love, and I'm going to go on doing that for the rest of the evening. This is Come Monday by Jimmy Buffett. Jimmy Buffett just has an easygoing style that always makes me feel like I'm part of his little close circle of friends. Come Monday by Jimmy Buffett.
Heading up to San Francisco for the Labor Day weekend show. I got my hush puppies on. I guess I never was meant for glitter rock and roll. And honey, I didn't know that I'd be missing you so. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown early haze, and I just want back by my side. Yes, it's been quite a summer. Rent-a-cars and westbound trains. And now you're off on vacation. Something you tried to explain. And darling, it's I look so. That's the reason I just let you go. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side. I can't help it, honey. You're that much a part of me now. Remember that night in Montana when we said there'd be no room for doubt. I hope you're enjoying the scenery. I know that it's pretty up there. We can go hiking on Tuesday. With you I'd walk anywhere. California has worn me quite thin. I just can't wait to see you again. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. Just want you back by my side. I spent four lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side.
You just heard Come Monday by Jimmy Buffett. Now comes tonight's Wombat. This is Judgment Day. It's from an album called God's Tom Bones by Fred Waring and his orchestra. It's kind of a Bible reading. Judgment Day from the album God's Trombones.
Where shall I be when the first one is on?
Early one of these morning, gods are going to call for Gabriel, that tall, bright angel Gabriel. And gods are going to say to him, Gabriel, blow your silver trumpet and wake the living nations. And Gabriel's going to ask him, Lord, how loud must I blow it? And gods are going to tell him, Gabriel, blow it calm and easy. Then putting one foot on the mountaintop and the other in the middle of the sea, Gabriel's going to stand and blow his horn to wake the living nations. Then God's going to say to him, Gabriel, once more blow your silver trumpet and wake the nations underground. And Gabriel's going to ask him, Lord, how loud must I blow it? And gods are going to tell him, Gabriel, like 7 peals of thunder. Then the tall, bright angel Gabriel will put one foot on the battlements of heaven and the other on the steps of hell and blow that silver trumpet till he shakes all hell's foundations.
And God will divide the sheep from the goats, the one on the right, the other on the left. And to those on the right, God's going to say, enter into my kingdom. And those who have come through great tribulations and washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb, they will enter in, clothed in spotless white, with starry crowns on their heads and silver slippers on their feet and harps within their hands. And two by two, they will walk up and down the golden streets, feasting on milk and honey, singing new songs of Zion, and chattering with the angels around that great white throne.
And to them on the left, gods are going to say, depart from me into everlasting darkness, down into the bottomless pit. And the wicked, like lumps of lead, will start to fall. Headlong for 7 days and nights they'll fall, plumb into the big, black, red-hot mouth of hell, belching out fire and brimstone. And their cries, like howling, yelping dogs, will go up with the fire and smoke from hell. But God will stop his ears. Too late, sinner. Too late. Goodbye, sinner. Goodbye. In hell, sinner. In hell, beyond the reach of the love of God. And I hear a voice crying, crying, time shall be no more. Time shall be no more. Time shall be no more. And the sun will go out like a candle in the wind. The moon will turn to dripping blood. The stars will fall like cinders. And the sea will burn like tar. And the earth shall melt away and be dissolved. And the sky will roll up like a scroll. With the wave of his hand, God will blot out time and start the wheel of eternity. Sinner, oh sinner, where will you stand in that great day when gods are going to rain down fire?
My Lord, my Lord, my Lord says to rain down fire. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord says to rain down. My Lord says to rain down fire.
And now, Lord, when I've done drunk my last cup of sorrow, when I've been called everything but a child of God, when I'm done traveling up the rough sides of the mountain, oh Mary's baby, when I start down the steep and slippery steps of death, when this old world began to rock beneath my feet, lower me into my dusty grave in peace, to wait for that great getting up morning. Amen.
In that great getting up morning, fare you well, fare you well. In that great getting up morning, fare you well, fare you well. In that great getting up morning, fare you well, fare you well. In that great getting up morning, fare you well, fare you well.
There's a better day a coming.
Fare you well, fare you well.
Oh, preacher, fold your Bible.
Fare you well, fare you well. In that great getting up morning, fare you well, fare you well. In that great getting up morning, fare you well.
That was Judgment Day from the album God's Trombones by Fred Waring and his orchestra. The next song is The Boxer by Simon and Garfunkel, one of their many, many hits. It's kind of a poignant story of a man wrestling with his inner demon. That's how I hear it. In any case, it has its own little way of getting into your soul and ringing the chords. So here we go, The Boxer with Simon and Garfunkel.
Just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. No more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, when I'm scared, laying low, seeking out the poor quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Bye-la-lai, bye-la-lai-lai, bye-la-lai-lai, la 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 la. Asking only workmen's wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come on from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la. Lie, 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 lie
That was The Boxer by Simon and Garfunkel. Next up is John Cougar Mellencamp singing Jack and Diane. John Mellencamp grew up in Bloomington, Indiana, a fairly small town, and from what I can read in his biography, just was kind of one of the guys. And often his songs are about his friends and little gangs and little things they did. This is one of those. It's about a boy and a girl, probably high school age, I would think, who were boyfriend and girlfriend. And this is their story from that time. So, Jack and Diane by John Mellencamp.
Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star. Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog, outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between his knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone to walk on. Jackie sits back, flexes thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there Diane gotta run off to the city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jackie say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Oh yeah, I say life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone.
Jack and Diane by John Mellencamp. Next is Road to Spencer by Ricky Skaggs. It has an old-timey traditional feel to it, but the instruments sound a little different. I'm not quite sure what that's about. Road to Spencer by Ricky Skaggs. That was Road to Spencer by Ricky Skaggs. The last song of the show is Fancy Free by the Oak Ridge Boys. I think there's a message here. It says, sometimes in life, you have to let go of the one you love, and it isn't easy.
I'm sitting fancy free because she wants to go. She's tired of loving me. She told me so. I guess she don't know just how much she means to me. But along with all my dreams, I'm setting fancy free. Yes, I'm setting fancy free, even though I love her still. She'd be no good to me if I held her against her will. Even though that girl
don't know how it hurts to say goodbye. She did her best to stay. I can't say she did not try. I just hope the road she takes leads back to me. So along with all my dreams, I'm setting fancy free. Yes, I'm setting fancy free. Even though I love her still, she'd be no good to me if I held her against her will. Even though that girl, she's the best part of my world, along with all my dreams, I'm setting fancy free. Yes, I'm setting fancy free. Even though I love her still, she'd be no good to me if I held her against her will. Even though that girl, she's the best part of my world, along with all my dreams, I'm setting fancy free. Yes, I'm setting fancy free. Even though I love her still, she'd be no good to me if I held her against her will. Even though that girl.
You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, your college and community station at Emory Henry College. WEHC is at 90.7 on the FM dial and at WEHCFM.com on the internet. Life, with both its sadness and its joys, is a precious gift. So please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.